Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for July 11, 2022, Monday, of the 15th week in ordinary time. It is taken from Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 to chapter 11, verse 1. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on our Gospel today. You see, at first blush, we would think the gospel, what is this? When it opens like, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth." No, I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. You see, it's kind of disappointing. At first blush, we will think, whenever we look at it, why is this? And then it goes even deeper than that. "I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against his mother, and a daughter-in-law against his mother-in-law." And underline this, "One's enemies are those of his household." You see, it takes so much of reflection to be able to get through this, to be able to understand Of course, it is not that the Lord came for destruction. He came to build. He came to save. Not to destroy us, but to save us. That one is clear. But what do you mean by this? When we go to the next paragraph or verses that says, whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves a son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. In other translations of the gospel, it's even stronger. It says, whoever does not hate his father or mother, hate, they use the word hate, is not worthy of me. But you know what? Affection that you will love will have to be clarified very well. Because many times, the affection that you have to your father, to your mother, to your brother or sister, and even to your closer relations, are selfish. They are built on greed. Greed. Look at families. When they are younger, you know, when there is no cause for, you know, some serious things that will cause conflict in the family, everybody, you know, hugs each other. But the moment they grow older, they hate one another. Especially when it comes to inheritance. Especially when it comes to material possessions. Because everybody believes material possession is more important than your affection to your mother or father, your brother or sister. And when the Lord tells us that if your love for your father or mother is the way you love yourself, me, then you're not worthy of me. Because that love that you find at home is not going to last. It will be tested by time. And worse, it will be tested by the glitter of material possessions, by selfishness. Because all these affections, sometimes we lose them because we have been deceived by the evil one to think that life comes from material possessions. The Lord told his disciples, do not be deceived, because life is not ensured by the abundance of material possessions. And when this come in the way of affection, you see, the worst thing happens. So that if you love Christ the way you love others, I mean, your family relations that is built on greed and selfishness, you do not go far. Maybe we can revert. We can change the whole thing. Maybe we can say, love your mother, your father, as you love Christ. Because if you love everybody the way you love Christ, it will be different. It will be the real love. The loving of Christ is tested by the cross. We only see the fidelity of Christ, the fidelity of God, in the cross. In our family relations, when the cross appears, you know, we discard one another. We discard one another. We leave one another. It is the gospel today. We have to take it from the values, from the eyes of Christianity. There is nothing better than Christian relationships, than Christian affection, that affection that is based in Christ. That's why at the Last Supper, after the washing of the feet, the Lord will make this clearer for them to understand. He will tell them, you love others. You see, love others the way I love them, the way I love you. See, he instructed his disciples, You know how to love others? Do not love them the way you love them, but love them the way I love them. That will make a Christian different from the other. Because in Christianity, loving is different. It is coming from the Spirit. It is coming from above, not from below. It is strengthened by the power of the Spirit, not of the flesh.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.